And welcome to the Michigan Business Network. So glad you found Michigan Corners right here. We talk about all the wonderful things about our wonderful state. We have all things meetings, events, festivals, and tourism in the Great Lakes State. And of course, one of the things that we love to do is talk to people that are knowledgeable about our state and also people that consider themselves true Michiganders. And so with us today, we have author and writer, and I like to say adventure seeker, Amy Piper. Amy, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Vic. So happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm really delighted, and I mean that, to have a chance to be with you today, because I wanted to kind of hear more about some of the great things that you've got going here and the book that you have going to be telling us about. But before I get into your latest release, tell me a little bit about you. I think you live currently in Lansing. Are you from Lansing all your life?
Yes, I have lived in Lansing my entire life. I grew up in Holt, went to Holt High School, and then I went to University of Michigan as an undergraduate and did my master's and PhD at Michigan State. So I've been around forever.
Well, that's awesome. Did you cause any family hard feelings when you headed south for your university experience?
No, I was the first one in my family to go to. They were happy to see me go wherever I wanted to, and it was quite fun.
Well, I love it. Well, so apparently in all of this, you got the bug for writing. And did that happen early on? And the reason why I ask, I find my granddaughter, as an example, has been writing little stories and illustrating them and everything else, and she's just having fun with it. Is that what you found yourself as a young lady doing all those years ago, that you were writing and having fun, or did it come later on in life?
I would say it came later on in life. I got a PhD in instructional design from the College of Education.
Okay.
And so I was in corporate America writing instructional material for IT corporations.
Ooh.
And I found myself traveling the world doing project management for big IT corporations. And I found myself doing 6 months in Seoul, South Korea, 6 months in Argentina. And one day I said, I want to keep doing this. When I retire, I want to be able to travel. How can I do that?
Yeah.
And so I found out about travel writing, and I started taking a at-home kind of online course. And then I went to a weekend workshop. And at the end of that, they said, okay, go get published. You've got 30 days. Show us what you can do. And I did, and I never looked back.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to tell the stories of all the places that I had been, and then it's just blossomed. It started in about 2016, and I continued on, and I've got these books now just about 7 years later. I've written for large-scale places like Travel Awaits. I've had articles published in Collectible Automobile and many other online. And then I have my own blog, followthepiper.com.
Oh, Follow the Piper. I love that. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. Hey, by the way, what does that blog focus on? Follow the Piper, is that some of your travels around the state or internationally? Or what does it focus on?
Well, it originally focused on wherever I happened to be going. For example, I have an article on there. I did a photo safari in Tanzania. But now, the more that I've worked on it, I found that I focus more and more on the Midwest. And now with the book, I'm spending a lot of time promoting Michigan. But if I went to San Francisco, you'll find a couple of items there. But I write a lot through a food lens. So you'll find 7 best restaurants in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Or that kind of thing too.
Well, I love that. You had me at hello on that one. I think that's exciting. And of course, part of the great fun is not going to the chain restaurant when you go to a new town, but finding that undiscovered little local gem that all the locals know about, and having you help point us in that direction is great. And of course, if I wanted to subscribe to Follow the Piper, how would I do that? How would I get a hold and follow that link?
Just go to followthepiper.com and you can sign up there. And there's also, if you join the email list, there is a download where how to find the best restaurant for you on vacation.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, Amy, before we wrap up this segment, I didn't want to go past it too quickly because in a former life, we needed what I would consider more technical writers, not in a engineering kind of way, but somebody that could write in a professional setting. And so having those skills in your background, I'm sure was quite important. And then, of course, transferring those skills over to some of the wanderlust of travel and kind of discovery is kind of exciting. So I'm really interested in hearing more about your newest book, your latest book, and also hearing more about some of your adventures. And we're going to do that right here on the Michigan Corners. This is the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Versero with Amy Piper, and we'll be right back.
Physicians Health Plan is local. For 35 years, we've been a part of your community, and we take pride in helping you get the coverage, care, and personal service you deserve. Go to phpmichigan.com for more information. We're the health plan that works for you.
And we're back right here on the Michigan Corners on the Michigan Business Network. I have Amy Piper. She's an author and a blogger and as well as an adventure seeker. And of course, part of the adventure is some of the wonderful things she's done around the world, but also some of the wonderful things she's going to help us understand and explore in Michigan. So Amy, can you give us the title of this most recent book that you and I are going to be talking about today?
Yeah, it's called Secret Michigan, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure.
I love that. And of course, you know, anybody can show up at all of the state parks or the national parks around the state, but you're going to help us kind of unpack in this book some of the great things that maybe aren't so well known and discovered. So, Amy, before we go there, tell me, what was the inspiration for the book? What got you thinking that this is a void that needs to be filled, or, wow, this is a cool thing, and before you know it, you had a whole bunch of things you wanted to share?
Well, it kind of started, this is a series by Reedy Press, and there is a thing he called the Big Kansas Road Trip, and I had an author friend who was doing Secret Kansas, and she said, come with me to the Big Kansas Road Trip, and, you know, we'll find some Kansas secrets. And so as we were driving around Kansas, she had places she wanted to go, but I'm like, oh, look over there. There's some ruins. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And she goes, no. And she did a 180 because she was driving and I was scouting. And we got out and found the whole story of these ruins that were once a Catholic church and the whole story behind it. And I said, you know, that ended up in her book. And so then I'm like, well, this is fun. And so after I discovered Kansas's secrets with her, then my publisher, Reedy Press, asked me about doing another book, and they asked me if I wanted to do Secret Michigan, and I was all in after that experience that I had with my friend.
Well, I think that's really cool because, you know, a lot of times we go on vacation or touring or whatever it is, and we're also focused on getting to the end of the destination where we set out to go to, and we miss the journey. And I think what you're sharing with us is that you spotlight the journey and some of the things along the way. So I just love that. And of course, it becomes something that is undiscovered and maybe soon to figure out. But tell me, when you find something you want to dig into, what's your source for that? Do you start knocking on doors with local people to say, hey, by the way, what can you tell me about? I mean, how do you research something like that?
A couple of different ways. Either I know about a place from living in Michigan, Or I go to visitors and convention bureaus and say, tell me your secret.
Oh.
Or go to tour operators and ask them, what should I look into? What's the story? And it could be a very popular place that everybody's been to, but you don't know the real story behind it.
Right.
And then once I find that, then, for example, in one particular museum, I actually spent talking to the curator of the museum and interviewing him in more than one occasion. I always went to the place, and I usually asked for a guided tour because the people who are there know the stories.
Let me ask you this. Did you find, Amy, that people were receptive? Did they go, oh boy, what does she want? They probably had a lot of pride when somebody was asking, right? Did you find a good reception?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. And many times Visitors Bureau would kind of grease the skids for me. Like for this week, I was at the Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism. And so many of those people said, oh, you need to talk to so-and-so. And other times I just researched tour operators and found maybe someone. In one case, when I talked about the piping plover, I found somebody who used to be a park ranger for the National Park Service, and she was now doing tours. And she spent, you know, a long time with me, taking me on a tour and showing me the piping plover.
Interesting. Well, you know, I think that's so fun. And I think that's part of the issue, too, is that you're keeping your eyes open. So in some of your journeys, especially for this Secret Michigan book that you have out, does this cover all four corners of the state? Did you get into the Upper Peninsula? Did you get out to the Thumb? You went all over, right?
Right. In fact, I printed out an outline of Michigan, both the Upper and Lower Peninsula, and I put a red dot where I was as I added places. And if I came across a place where I didn't have anything, I added that, made sure I added something from that area. There are books by Reedy Press, Secret Upper Peninsula and Secret Detroit. So I tended to not go as deep into those areas because you could buy a whole book on it. But I did tell different stories of the places that were in those books if I did duplicate a place.
Well,
you can't leave off the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, not at all. There's so many gems and jewels, and I'm hoping we're going to hear all about them here on our next segment. We're going to go pay some bills right now and come right back with Amy Piper. She's an author and adventurer right here on Michigan Corners. So glad you tuned in to the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Works Association believes the key to advancing prosperity across the state is accomplished through building a skilled workforce. As the state's primary workforce development association, their focus is to continue to move the needle on policy, education, and collaboration. They're creating an opportunity and building stronger communities by advocating and innovating together.
This is the Michigan Corners right here on the Michigan Business Network. So glad that Amy Piper is with us, an author and a blogger and doing great things. And of course, one of the things that I just love to do today in part of what we're doing is learning and discovering all things about Michigan right here on the Michigan Corners. And you know, one of the things, Amy, as you were talking about your methodical way that you went and planned this book, I think it's so exciting to consider that as we march forward with this, some of the, I guess, maybe just unaware thoughts about the state of Michigan. At one time, I used to be the sales manager for the Thumb of Michigan for a certain company, and I had a guy that was stationed here in Lansing, and he decided that we needed to open an office in Grindstone City. And of course, the reason why is, well, it's a city. And of course, it was interesting that at the time, somebody made him a reservation in Grindstone City at the local motel. And he came out with his family for the weekend to spend the time at the Grindstone City Motel, and he was there for a night and left. I don't think he had the same wanderlust and interest in learning more about the area that you have, but you've inspired me to think about some of the things we don't know about our state. And tell me, what's one of the ones that we don't want to miss, that we want to at least cover for sure today as we unpack this whole secret Michigan story?
Well, I'd like to tell each of the 84 featured articles. They begin with a title, and so I'll give an example, Hail to the Chief, and then who was the only president that was also a king. So each one has a question, and then from that question, I give the answer.
Oh.
And that particular one, I like to tell it because everyone thinks that they're aware of this place. They may have even been there. And yet I've asked dozens of people who was the only president that was also a king, and I have had two correct answers. And it was Gerald Ford. He was born Leslie King Jr. in Omaha, Nebraska, and his parents divorced when he was an infant. His mother brought him to Grand Rapids, and she met a man when he was about three called Gerald Ford. And they began calling him Gerald Ford Jr. Oh. I mean, they married and all of that, but he never adopted him. So he continued to be Gerald Ford Jr. That's the name he went by. And finally, after his paternal grandparents passed, and he had either graduated Yale or was in Yale Law School, he legally changed his name at that point to Gerald Ford.
Wow, you just blew me away. You're telling me that Michigan's president, Gerald R. Ford, was really not a Ford.
He was born Leslie King Jr. And, you know, not to be political, but it's very interesting. It just, his whole life, he had a lot of unique things. Like, he is the only president whose library is in Ann Arbor, yet his museum is in Grand Rapids. So two different cities. There's no other president that has two different cities. So he's the only president that wasn't elected vice president or president. Right. So there's so many interesting facts. But yet everybody says, oh yeah, Gerald Ford. But you know, they may not know the whole story. So the book talks about stories behind places you certainly know. And then there's a lot of largest things in the book, a lot of weird things. And then things that you'll go, that's strange. And then obscure things, hidden lakes, secret passages, secret gardens. So, and then, you know, just wonderful things like Ketchikippi and the Pictured Rocks National Shoreline. There's ghost stories and all kinds of things.
Oh, my word. It's just packed with all kinds of wonderful gems, you know. And, of course, have you had somebody that said, I've used your book as my plan to unpack Michigan? So, for example, some of the places you just mentioned, like Ketchikippi, is an area that I've always wanted to go. I've heard so much about it, never been. And matter of fact, interesting enough, there's a sign from Ketchikippi in a local tavern here in DeWitt, Michigan, that has the name of that location. And it's an old sign from that area. But a lot of people don't know what that is. So tell us, because I've talked about it, tell us all about Ketchikippi.
Well, it's a spring and it's very, very clear. And you can look down. There's a raft that's on a chain. It's self-guided. So people line up, get on the raft, and it's connected to a chain. And you can drive. It's self-propelled, so I don't want to use the word drive. But you can go out to the middle of the spring, look down, and see brook trout and brown trout and these. But there's thousands of gallons of water that are constantly bubbling up, so it never freezes. And it's just clear. It looks like you're in a swimming pool.
Yeah, well, and that's what's so fun about these kind of books and about this great state we call Michigan, because there's so many undiscovered things. And thanks to Amy Piper right here on the Michigan Corners, we're learning all about it. And we'll be right back after these messages so we can learn even more about this Great Lakes state.
For something to grow, it takes time, like the equity in your home. That's why LAFQ offers a home equity line of credit, because frequent watering of your houseplants may be recommended.
Now can we get a new roof?
Not so much the rest of the house. Want the best rates for a home equity line of credit? Ask for LAFQ. Stop in today or go to LAFQ.com/home equity. LAFQ, your credit union for life.
And we're back on the Michigan Business Network with the Michigan Corners Show and Amy Piper, who's an author and a great blogger doing all kinds of things, which is Follow the Piper. I got to sign up for that, Amy. But you know, one of the things that I just love and I get giddy about Michigan, because it's such a diverse state, it's an amazing state. And a good example is over in Minnesota, they talk about the land of 10,000 lakes. And I'm thinking, well, that's great. Did you know Michigan has 11,000? And so it's just one of the great things about our state is that you can brag about all kinds of things, but it's awful hard to put anything above and beyond the historical value of Michigan and some of the amazing natural beauty of Michigan. But if you were going to help us plan our summer vacation in Michigan, would you point us to certain areas? Are there ways that you'd unpack your book and say, well, you know, you could take off in this direction and do these five things? Tell me your thoughts on that.
Well, yes. For example, I could send you to the Indian River area, which is about 30 miles south of the bridge.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for budget travel, that's a great place to go, because the hotel rooms are less expensive than at Mackinac City, and some of them are wonderful. And there you can see several unusual things, like the largest crucifix. You can see a Nundahl Museum, which is in the basement of the church at the Crescent in the woods. And that Nundahl Museum has over 500 dolls, all dressed by the same woman who made a habit of each of the orders of nuns.
So
Franciscan nuns has a doll that represents it, just each order.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting.
Well, and that cross in the woods is a pretty unique thing to see as well, right? Because that's what you're talking about, the largest crucifix. Is it a wooden structure that's in the woods? It's kind of a bit of a spiritual thing to go see, I'm sure, right? I haven't personally seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yes, it's a wooden cross with a bronze corpus on it. The corpus is by Marshall. I'm having a hard time remembering the first name, but it's stunning and it's the largest. So you can see a lot there. Also, in that same area, if you have kids, you need to take them to Chillermania. There's an author, Jonathan Rand, who writes children's books, and he's often there. And I witnessed kids going in there and interacting with him. They're scary stories for kids.
Oh.
So he might have spiders on strings, and when they approach that, he'll move them. And, but the thing that's unusual, it's the only bookstore that the author only sells his books. So that's very interesting. And then if you're a nature lover, you need to go, it's still in the same area, it's called Afton is the actual town, where they have this nature megaphone, that it's a giant wooden megaphone that you crawl inside it, and it amplifies the sounds of the woods, the birds, the insects.
Oh, wow.
And it's modeled after this one. There were three in Estonia, and the shop teacher in that area went with Home Depot, and the shop kids built this megaphone, and it's a good, probably almost a mile back into the woods, but it's in a nature preserve, and it's super cool. It's on the Pigeon River, but overlooking it, so that's super interesting.
And that's, and what you just did is just did a full, probably a full day or two, right, just in that one area in Michigan. How exciting is that? Well, tell me, would you point us somewhere else? I mean, there's all kinds of different spots. Are there other locations you'd send us?
Oh, definitely. If you might want to go to Traverse City, and yes, I know that's maybe not considered secret, but there are tunnels. Like, for example, at the village at Grand Traverse Commons, that was once a state mental hospital.
Right, yes.
And now you can still take tours. If you're a photographer, you can take a photography tour of the tunnels. They have, if you can't walk well, you can go and they have presentations where they talk about the various areas. It's the largest historic preservation and reuse project. And, you know, so there's all kinds of things there. There are restaurants. And it's interesting, for example, what used to be the firehouse now is a bakery with an oven in it. Fired oven.
Go figure. You know, that's a great location, too. And the name of that, it was formerly a mental institution at the turn of the 19th century. So tell me the name of that location again in Traverse City.
It's called the Village at Grand Traverse Commons.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, that between, I think Stella's was a restaurant that was in there a few years ago. I don't know if it's still going, but there's all kinds of little economic stores and different things going on with little businesses there. What a great place to explore, and it's right, it's out of the downtown hustle and bustle. It's a great find, and that's what we're doing right here today with Amy Piper on the Michigan Corners. We're finding all kinds of things about this wonderful state, the great state of Michigan, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The attorneys of Foster Swift, Collins & Smith offer legal counsel to businesses, families, individuals, and municipalities throughout Michigan, with offices in Lansing, Farmington Hills, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Marquette, and Holland. Clients know they can count on Foster Swift for all their legal needs, from straightforward wills to sophisticated business transactions and complex litigation. Learn more about Foster Swift and how they can assist you at fosterswift.com.
I'm having a wonderful tour of Michigan right here on Michigan Corners on the Michigan Business Network. Amy Piper, our author and adventure seeker, is helping me with an adventure today. And Amy, you know, forgive me for this, but I need you to give me that book title. It's a long one, but I just know we can probably find it under Secret Michigan. But tell me the whole title one more time.
It's called Secret Michigan, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure.
Well, and you know, some of the secrets that are out there, you know, for people that are local, they know all about it. For some people, they don't know that, you know, out in the Thumb, for example, a little town, I think it's Owendale, I think that's the right town, but it's the Octagon Barn. And so an Octagon Barn, what's that all about? And it was kind of a folly when it was built, but it's been beautifully preserved by the residents out there. And there's an example, I think there's even an Octagon Barn Festival or an event that's out there. So tell me about some of those undiscovered things, the petroglyphs, the Octagon Barn. What else am I going to find out in that, in the Thumb or on the east side?
Well, the Octagon Barn is interesting because it's cheaper and takes less wood to build a barn shaped like an octagon. But the problem is that you almost need a math teacher with geometry and that kind of background to accurately build them. And there's several, or at least two that I know of in Michigan, but this particular one is on an estate where you can go in and take a tour. They have volunteers there that give you tours. And this one is marvelously preserved, but they also have the house. And that's kind of a house museum, and they've brought other buildings there from that same era, and they have events and that kind of thing. So that Octagon Barn is definitely worth a trip. It's not just an old barn. It's been preserved wonderfully.
You bet. And, of course, in that same area, we've got Petroglyphs. That's an ancient, not too far, I don't think, from that. And that's in your book as well. I think you mentioned the Petroglyphs are in there.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I found the Octagon Barn on the way to the Petroglyphs.
Oh, that's funny.
It was like I saw this sign and it said Octagon Barn, and I said, turn here.
Off we went. I love it.
So we found that. But the Petroglyphs, it's in a state park in that area, and it is a giant stone that was uncovered during a forest fire, and it has petroglyphs, which are carved into the stone, that it reminds me kind of like hieroglyphics, but it's pictures of men with bow and arrows and the sun rising, and they're carved into that stone. If you go there, they have a docent type individual that will tell you kind of the stories behind that. And it's a bit of a hike back into the woods to see it, and they put something, a shelter kind of thing, over it to kind of protect it, but some moss has started to grow on it now, but it's still, you need to go there and see that. And then there is also an Assiniboine, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, a dinosaur park that has 24 papier-mâché type dinosaurs. And when you walk into this area, you feel like you're in Jurassic Park because they have all of these ferns that have been planted there. This has been around for, I don't know, at least since the 60s. And I think it's longer, but so it really gives you the feel of being in Jurassic Park. And you walk through there. Another thing that I like to mention is the Shipwreck Alley in Alpena. We're talking about obscure things like endangered species and shipwrecks that are below the sea. You can actually take a glass bottom boat tour from the National Oceanic Association, NOAA. And it's a glass bottom boat. They'll take you out on Lake Huron and actually see those shipwrecks tell you about them. And so you don't have to be a scuba diver or a snorkeler to actually see them. You can see them from the boat. So I found that very interesting. And what you need to know about that is that if the waters are rough, they will cancel the trip and you'll have to reschedule it. I was fortunate. I was originally going to be taking it in the afternoon and they called me and I went in the morning and got to go to it.
Oh, I love it.
And then in Saginaw, Michigan, there's a castle museum, and that's cool from two different perspectives. It has a hidden passageway. This castle used to be a U.S. post office. And so there is a passageway and an entrance for the postmaster to come so that nobody knew that he was there. And he went up and he would monitor what was going on the floor of the mail sorting room, because people sent jewelry. They sent money back in the day. And so he would have this slit that he would look through above that room and you can still go today and look through the slits and see what he saw when he was...
Oh, my word. The things that you're helping us discover, I can't believe it. Amy Piper, I've been on this earth for a number of years, and the things I'm learning about my beloved state today is just amazing, and I can't wait to dig into your book. It's going to be fun to do, and it's fun to finish up. We have one skinny segment left. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sanair has been advancing communities and providing opportunities for people in Michigan for more than 25 years. Through lending, investments, and the creation of homes and jobs, Sanair has made a combined $7 billion impact on the communities they serve. Learn more at www.sanair.com.
Oh, I can't believe we're running out of time here as we're talking to Amy Piper. We have so many good things to learn about. We might have to make this a multiple mini-series, Amy, so we can get us all in. But, you know, as I think about, we've gone around the horn here, east, west, upper peninsula, the whole bit. But tell me, I think there's probably a few undiscovered stories right here in the center of Michigan on the lower peninsula. Tell me about Lansing's stories.
Well, the one that I really like to mention is the murals. I would say these are obscured. The John Dye Water Conditioning Plant used to be a public building, and you could go and pay your water bills there. And so now that building is closed off. If you want to go do this, you'd have to go online and make an appointment. But they have three murals that are absolutely phenomenal. They have been there since the WPA project. There's also a sculpture with a fountain, and so you can go into this water conditioning plant and see these beautifully done murals. And then another weird thing is a whole restaurant devoted to gizzards in Joe's Gizzard City in Potterville. And then in Jackson, they have the first prison there that is no longer functioning, but it is now the home of an artist's colony.
Oh.
And you can take tours of that and see some history of the penal system.
Sure. Well, that was one of the world's largest walled prison, I think, at one point in time. Yeah, so that's another. And talk about murals. As you know, down in Jackson, they have kind of Mural City. They went crazy down there with murals. You can actually spend a day just wandering around looking at some of the artistry in Jackson and really have rewritten that beauty of that town. Well, tell me, as I think about this, I wonder, you mentioned weird and obscure. Is there any weird things that you could quickly point us to that the book goes into great detail, or truly obscure?
Well, obscure, the endangered species versus both the Kirkland warbler and the Great Lakes piping plover are obscure things at the sand dunes. And we're coming up to the time now where those birds would be out and coming in May, June timeframe. You'll start to see their nests.
Sure.
And then there's the Anatomy of Death Museum in Mount Clemens, and the Other Side Paranormal and Mortuary Science Museum right here in Lansing. I mean, most people, that's in Rio Town. It's in the marketplace within Rio Town. They have antiquities store there, but then they have a very small museum. It's called the Other Side Paranormal and Mortuary Science.
Oh my,
Museum.
Cue the weird music. Ooh. Yeah. Wow.
I'll be doing a book event there the last Saturday of the month. I'll be at Old Town General Store on the 20th. And this Saturday, tomorrow, from 1 to 4, I'll be at Barnes & Noble. And so in Lansing. So those are places you can get the book. It's available on Amazon. It's available at ReedyPress.com and any local bookseller.
Well, I love it. And a prolific writer like you probably has some future plans. Any books that we want to kind of root you on for that you're thinking about heading towards?
Well, I write a lot about travel through a food lens, so I may be writing something on food, but right now I'm leaning into writing itineraries for my blog so that when you decide you want to go see something in the book, you'll be able to see some other places to tie into that.
And we want to follow you on Follow the Piper. I think that sounds like that's the place to catch up with you to get some of the most up-to-date and some of the fun little things that would be coming along the way. I can't wait to dig into that. And again, the name of the book, one last time, if you would, please.
It's Secret Michigan, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure.
Well, and I think it's just incredible that you have put together something like this. It truly as what I consider myself as an ambassador of Michigan, because I just love this great state and all the things that it stands for and that it offers. People like you are truly one of our gems because you're helping to tell the story and you're digging into some of the great details that we have here at our state so we can all understand and appreciate the hidden gems that we have right here under our feet. So we talk about acres of diamonds. We go on faraway trips to look and discover things. And right under our feet are the diamonds that we live with every day called the Great Lakes State. And that's just so wonderful that somebody like you, Amy Piper, are helping us to appreciate all that we have. Amy, thanks for joining us today. You are a blessing and something that I'm really proud to associate with right here on the Michigan Corners. Thanks for your time, Amy.
Thank you so much, Vic.
We wish you all the best as you explore Michigan and as you listen to the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Verschuro. I can't wait to see you down at the corner. Michigan.